Hello, it's Friday, August the 5th. You're listening to the Grains Matter Chatter podcast presented by North Gore Grains. My name's Jeffrey Guy, and I'm your host this week. The Fosters and Bob are all out running the roads right now. So here it is, Friday afternoon, another week under our belt. Market's not quite so volatile this week as last week. Get right into the prices here. Harvest corn down $7, pretty flat for next year. Soybeans, remember last week, soybeans were up $62. This week, they're down $23. They were down a little bit more. They've been up and down this week. Down $13 for next week. Spring wheat's down about $10. Winter wheat down $20. Last week, winter wheat was up $20. This week, it's down $20. Our Canadian dollar to the U.S. dollar, we've had a range of a little over 100 basis points this week, and it's near the bottom of that range closing this week at about 0.773. Oil prices been big fluctuations this week, back down under the $100, under the $90. They closed today just over $88 a barrel. Remember, oil did peak up at about $130 a barrel a couple months ago. So right now they're saying that the demand in the U.S., the driving summer demand has not been as much as they were anticipating. So even with the uncertainty of oil supplies, energy supplies coming from Russia, we're still able to pull oil prices back, crude oil prices around the world. You know, there was talk that the U.S. was putting pressure on the OPEC Plus to increase production, but remember that plus side is Russia really from the OPEC, and I think OPEC, I read this week, was increasing production 100,000 barrels a day, which was what 1/1000th of the daily usage around the world. So, and now we get into the markets here. Wheat this week, I think the USDA report last week, the winter wheat harvest now is over 80%. We should see probably closer to 90% with the Monday crop report. Crop ratings on spring wheat are strong. You know, last year they were down like 10 to 20%. This year they're closer to 70. Looking at a pretty good crop in spring wheat in the U.S. They will have some areas affected by the weather, but should be looking pretty good in spring wheat crops. Soybeans this week. Remember, I just said last week they were jumped big time. This week, you know, on the days they went up, it was all in the market about soybean, nearby soybean meal demand. That was helping to solidify the price of soybeans. And then the days they went down, the market would find some other reason for why the prices are going down. So those reasons could have been like the lower price of crude oil affects soybean oil price, because a lot of soybean oil gets used in the biodiesel market in the U.S. The market just finds whatever it wants to on there for the days it's going down. Talk a little bit about corn. You know, the recent weather, we're going to get into the weather here, but the yield for the corn this year in the U.S. is probably expected to be decreased next week. Next week, there's a WASDA report next Friday. They're expected to come in with some new yield estimates on corn. You know, the USDA has been projecting 177 bushels per acre. Now there's reports as low as 173. So if it gets down in there, that would be definitely supportive corn prices going forward, because that's really going to cut down the supply. So supply side of things, I talked a little bit about them this week in their daily blog, but the Ukraine's definitely a big part on the supply side. You know, last year's crop didn't make it out into the world market. 2 weeks ago, is it now, the agreement between the Ukraine and Russia, brokered by Turkey and the UN to get exports going. Well, they did export one vessel of corn this week. I've read and heard other reports of more vessels going. I think today it was supposed to be three vessels going. They said 58,000 tons of corn, so those are pretty small vessels. But they have not exported any wheat yet. If they get exporting numerous vessels every day, we could see some big negative swings on the markets. We've been talking about this for the last couple of weeks, but doesn't seem to be happening. I guess time will tell. You know, those original reports was that they had upwards of 25 million tons to export from last year. They wanted to export like 5 million tons a month. You got to export a lot more than they did this week to get up to those numbers. And also they have this year's harvest, which is reportedly pretty strong harvests, pretty good yields for them. Same thing on the Russia side. Definitely getting less reports out of Russia this year than other years, but the initial reports was that their wheat crop was looking pretty good this year. The weather market. We're definitely into a weather market. You know, we started this past week, the forecast was hot and dry, with maybe a little bit of moisture in the eastern corn belt. Well, as the week progressed, that forecast kept changing. By the end of the week here, they have cooler temperatures for most of the U.S. growing regions and some moisture coming. You know, that some moisture has even resulted in some localized flooding down in Kentucky area, different places. It's amazing how some of it's still hot and dry or drier. So the western corn belt is definitely drier than the eastern side. The forecast, it is cooler and moisture over the weekend, but hot and dry is expected to return, especially to the western corn belt middle of next week. So the market, when the market doesn't have anything else to trade, be it on the geopolitical side, it goes back to the weather to look at where weather is and how it's affecting crops. So always got to keep an eye on that forecast. Now, the one big thing I haven't talked about yet is China. Geez, when we first started these podcasts, it seemed like Dolores and I were talking about China all the time. Not so much lately, but this week we have to talk about China. So China really has been a slow purchaser of U.S. crops lately. This is a time of year where they buy mostly from Brazil, historically. There was rumors on Thursday that China made a soybean purchase from the U.S. Well, this afternoon that did come out as being proven true, I guess. Wasn't a big purchase, but still it was a purchase. And why is that so surprising this week? Because, well, it was this week that Speaker Pelosi from the U.S. visited Taiwan. China was very upset about this visit, had said beforehand, if you go, there could be military repercussions. Well, there hasn't been any military repercussions. Well, I guess they're flexing their military muscle all around Taiwan, but they haven't done anything real foolish yet, thank God. So since Speaker Pelosi went, the current tensions have increased between the U.S. and China. The market is definitely concerned and is unsure what will happen between these two economic giants, really. And, you know, China needs the U.S. agricultural products and the U.S. needs somebody to buy them, and China is the purchaser. So if anything happens that on the political side that affects these markets for the U.S. producer, that would be very bad prices. We would see some big negative swings in prices right away. So we'll keep our eyes open on that for sure. And so we're watching really weather in China and the Ukraine right now. Weather, China, and the Ukraine, and put those three in any order you want, I think is, and that's every day next week we'll probably be talking about one of them. So locally, the wheat harvest has been coming off, the winter wheat harvest. Generally very strong yields. A lot of people talking about record yields on their farms. Quality is mostly good. There has been some with some higher fusarium. Winter wheat, or the hard red winter wheat, some lower proteins, but that usually comes with higher yields. So the wheat harvest is going. Spring wheat, are hearing about some people that have sprayed their spring wheat. Other ones are going to spray it soon. I know when driving by a couple fields, the spring wheat has really changed over this the hot weather we've had the last week. So that harvest is just around the corner. We also have to, as we talked about last week, aphids in the soybeans, some insects in the corn. Get out there and crop tour your fields. Get out there, do some inspections. See if you need to have them sprayed or not, or talk to your crop consultant. So anyhow, that's all for this week. Wish everybody a good safe week and enjoy this warm weather. We'll talk to everybody again next Friday. Thanks for now. Bye-bye.